Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, July 17th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Mining news breaks: Ucor Rare Metals Inc., UCU, OTCQRF, featured an article highlighting Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex as rare earth supply chain game changer. Ucor Rare Metals Inc. was awarded an $18.4 million grant by the U.S. Department of Defense to advance its rapid XTM rare earth separation technology at the Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex. This move aims to reduce China's control over global rare earth refining by producing 2,000 tons of rare earth oxides annually by late 2024. The facility's rapid SXTM process challenges Chinese dominance, strengthens U.S. supply chain resilience, and creates jobs in central Louisiana. Ucor's strategic plan includes disrupting China's control of the North American REE supply chain through domestic facilities in Louisiana, Canada, and Alaska. For more information, visit ucor.com. Immigration attorney and entrepreneur Maribel Pisa honored as Person of the Year by Organización de Periodistas Iberoamericanos. Maribel Pisa, an immigration attorney and entrepreneur, was honored as Person of the Year by the Organización de Periodistas Iberoamericanos. Recognized for her work in the legal and media fields, Ms. Pisa has helped countless immigrant families find stability and safety through her law practice and ownership of Noticias Newswire. Her commitment to justice and information equity was highlighted in her acceptance speech, where she expressed dedication to uplifting the immigrant community. Ms. Pisa is also a respected thought leader, author, and radio show host, educating the public on immigration policy changes and legal rights. The OPI's award celebrates her extraordinary commitment to the community and influential voice in Latin American and Hispanic public life. Investor news breaks: Knightscope KSCP joins Palantir, NASDAQ PLTR, FedStart program to accelerate federal market expansion. Knightscope Inc., KSCP, has partnered with Palantir Technologies Inc., NASDAQ PLTR, to join its FedStart program, facilitating access to the U.S. federal marketplace. This two-year agreement provides Knightscope with a FedRAMP High and DoD IL5 accredited environment, onboarding services, and direct authority to operate ATO support. Leveraging Palantir-managed AWS GovCloud infrastructure, Knightscope aims to expand its AI-driven security solutions in government settings. The collaboration comes at a time of increasing national interest in robotics and AI for defense and public safety, positioning Knightscope for accelerated growth and market expansion. The American auto industry faces additional headwinds as Trump announces copper tariffs. Last week, Trump announced a 50% tariff on copper imports starting August 1st. This news has raised concerns for auto manufacturers and suppliers who will face higher costs. Copper exploration firms like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. must now strategize to navigate these challenges. Mining News Wire is a specialized platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, offering tailored corporate communication solutions to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.